section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Off the Mark has a great announcement to make. Our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to Off the Mark. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. Vince Russo is offering seminars on how to quote unquote book pro wrestling. What do you think about that, Aaron?
Well, I signed up for a week long of the class just because I want to know how you can take a profitable company and bury it as hard as possible and just throw it away. And then take another company that's an up and comer and, you know, stall the momentum that it has going for it. That is what I would like.
WCW?
And TNA.
Oh, and TNA. Okay. Yeah, I'm actually interested. I would love to actually be there and like tape it because I think I can find some humor in it. And also, I'm wondering who's going to be there because it'd be funny if it was all smarks who went there.
And, you know, the thing is, I mean, we rag on Vince Russo and a lot of people will. I mean, he is an intelligent person and a lot of the stuff that he does is, you know, really great. But if you think back to the Attitude Era for WWE, there was a lot of stuff that happened that didn't work. You know, there was a lot of stuff that worked and it worked really well. There was a lot of stuff that really, really did not work. So
really?
Yeah. So let's move on to the next piece of news. The Wrestling Road Diaries Part 2 is currently taping.
That's right.
What do you think about this?
Colt Cabana and, oh gosh, I'm going to forget his name now. It's Colt Cabana and Luke Gallows. And I don't remember the third guy, but they are taping the Wrestling Road Diaries 2, which you still have not watched. But honestly, I've watched it now twice. It's excellent. It's funny. You can tell a lot of the stuff is just like, hey, we're here. Let's go do something. I love that in the first Wrestling Road Diaries, the fact that Colt Cabana pointed out that he used to be that guy who would just wrestle and then travel to the town and then fall asleep and not even explore. Now he explores the town like, you know, like he never did before. And it's really interesting. The first one was really good. And of course, that one had Daniel Bryan in it, which was WWE, you know, future Hall of Famer, if you want to say that.
But yeah, I don't know if I'll go that far yet.
Yeah, but. So that's taping. So, and the other thing also that we should point out too, this is kind of big news. I think it's actually it's just in a day or two, on the 17th, if I'm correct, which is tomorrow, Evan Bourne, guess what? He's back.
From his suspension, second suspension.
His second suspension, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Do you think that Kofi Kingston is mad at him?
Yeah, because they had something planned, and then all of a sudden Kofi's like, great, I'm put on the back burner now. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think he's a little upset with him.
I would be, too. Oh, and the other big piece of news, Andy, is that Seth Rollins, or Ring of Honor's Tyler Black, is going to be debuting very soon. He's been wrestling before Raw's, and he actually was at a house show, and he challenged Cody Rhodes to a match.
Ooh.
He said that he wants the Intercontinental title.
So,
what do you think about that?
Why would they do this now? So they're just saying that Big Show's definitely going to lose at WrestleMania?
You know, they kind of are. So,
gosh, who books this?
You know what I cannot wait for? Like, no joke. I cannot wait for our predictions show that we do. We every year we do a WrestleMania pre-show. It typically comes out, I think, that Wednesday or Thursday. And we go over our predictions of what we think is going to happen and why we think that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. A really good example is why last year, you know, I thought Alberto Del Rio would win over Edge. And I went into my reasons why he's probably going to win, storyline-wise, of course. So that's going to be coming out, of course, the week of WrestleMania. And I cannot wait to talk about it because, obviously, the Cody Rhodes thing, we have a lot to talk about. We get to talk about Jericho and Punk and then Cena Rock, which is going to be a very, very interesting discussion. So, little teaser there. But Andy, let's move on to Raw, though. We have to talk about the most important thing that happened on this past Monday's Raw.
That is right. Brodus Clay finally is back. And somebody better call his mama.
You know that the time he was in the ring dancing, which was about 20 seconds, was longer than the match.
Yeah, and I don't understand the whole Jinder Mahal. He comes out and he puts his his thing in the
turban.
Yes, in his glass case. Has he always done that? I don't remember him doing that.
You know, I don't know. I got to say this much. This is so silly, but I like him so much better with a beard. Like, it's so stupid, but like him freshly shaven.
Oh, yeah.
It just didn't look nearly as good. And with a beard, I think he looks more menacing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that actually helps him out just a little bit.
Because he looks like a terrorist. I'll just call it as it is.
But I got to say this much. Jinder Mahal was feuding with Sheamus for a little while. And if I'm correct, he got a win or two over him. And then he loses a squash match to Brodus Clay. And if Vince McMahon is really upset about Brodus Clay's in-ring work, why on earth would he put him in a match that lasts 20 seconds? If you want to see how he works in the ring, have him have a 2-minute, 3-minute long match and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what they're going to do with this.
I have no idea what they're going to do with him. He's just a novelty. That's all it is right now. He's just there. And until he can do longer matches, he's just there.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know what kind of interesting feud you can put him into. That's the thing. The Right to Censor, when them and Godfather were feuding, that actually was kind of interesting. I'm not saying that feud was like the greatest thing ever, but it was kind of funny. And then they turned him into the Good Father. That was funny. That was funny.
Yes, it was. I forgot about that. Yeah, Right to Center. That was great. So anyway, so Taker and Shawn have their moment.
Mm-hmm.
And no one cares.
They of course, go over the whole fact that Shawn couldn't beat him at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, an interesting fact to that is that before they wrestled at WrestleMania, Undertaker had never beaten Shawn Michaels.
Hmm.
Kind of an interesting little factoid there.
I did not know that. That's really interesting.
Yeah. So, but and you know what? Because I made it sound so convincing, I don't even know if it's true. But however, though, the thing about this is obviously they're trying to put this momentum forward with Undertaker, Shawn Michaels, and Triple H. Shawn Michaels talking about how he may be the one that beats Undertaker at WrestleMania if he does a fast count or something like that. I'm a little worried about this because I could see Vince Russo writing in here where he fast counts and then, you know, they have somebody call the match null and void and they redo the match at the next pay-per-view or something stupid like that. I can see them doing some stupid storyline here that I don't want to see. And I honestly, the more and more this goes on, the less and less I care about it.
Oh, yeah. And they should have just done this like a few weeks in advance. I mean, you can see that he shaved his head. They haven't discussed that yet. The fact that Triple H came out and did the crotch signal. Big deal. I mean, what they're doing is they're setting it up actually now for Taker to win. I mean, no matter how I look at it, they're setting it up for him to win. So good for Taker. He's going to be 20-0, be inducted in the, you know, the WWE Hall of Fame the following year. You know, good for him. That's it. I mean, I could care less about this match. And I'm curious on how they're going to do Hell in Cell still. So,
which we'll talk about.
Yes. Yeah, so.
At our special.
Yes, yes, yes. So The Miz continues on his losing streak. He faced CM Punk and I guess an okay match with James Rode doing the announcing, of course. Or the guest ring announcer. He said he's going to finkle it, which I thought was pretty funny.
So do you think that this is storyline driven or do you think that this is punishment for the fact that he's not well liked backstage?
I think it's both. I think it's like the MVP effect. Like MVP was not well liked for a while. backstage, and he had that. I think I just heard him on a podcast. I think he said it was like a 22-week losing streak was what he was on. I think it's something similar with that, but that's about it. I think it's just he's not well like backstage, but they're turning into a storyline as well. And I wouldn't be surprised they did something where he has to beat someone at WrestleMania, otherwise he's going to get fired. I see that happening. But yeah, that's about it. And by the way, I haven't watched him on Psych yet because I'm behind on my DVR. So we'll talk about that next week. So anyways,
I have no interest in talking about Miz on Psych.
You don't?
Just that out there.
Oh, well, I was going to talk about it. But anyways, so let's move on. So Chris Jericho and CM Punk decides to go dark, and CM Punk is forced to act.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. And nothing against CM Punk, but I think he was holding back laughter because he's like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm going to try and cry. Why am I doing this? Colt Cabana is going to make fun of me later.
You know, I'm sure that what they were talking about was true. I mean, I could see that. You know, he has a straight edge lifestyle, and you know that comes from. I know one thing is that he's huge into punk music, and in punk music, there's a section of it that is about being straight edge. I can see his dad also being an alcoholic, and you know, sometimes you know, alcoholic parents can breed alcoholic children. But sometimes they tend to also breed somebody who's the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. They see what it has done to the person, and so they want to go the opposite route. The thing that's just like weird, it's like, why would they want – like what writer's like, hey, just to let you know, we're going to bring up the fact that your dad is an alcoholic. We're going to bring that up, and then we're going to go and we're going to run with it. We're going to just – we are going to talk about the fact that your father is a drunk, and we are going to go in depth, and we are going to have Jericho taunt you. Like, why? Like, this is what it's like to me. Last year, I criticized them for using the King's mother passing away, and Michael Cole using that in the storyline. I criticized them for it because I thought that was really dumb, and I thought it was bad taste. I think that this is in kind of bad taste.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree, dude. I think it's horrible taste that they're doing this, regardless of why he's actually really straight edge. You know, them trying to throw this in, I think was a dumb idea. I really think it was dumb for them to do this, and I think it'll end up hurting him in the long run because no one's going to care. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess they're trying to develop the CM Punk character more, but I don't think you need to. Especially not in this match. It's just going to be because it's for the world title, the WWE title. So, I don't know.
Well, and if anything else, why not have, you know, it's great you had a match against The Miz. Jericho should have a match, which, I mean, he does on SmackDown, but he should have a match on Raw and be like, you see that match? That's why I'm best in the world. Mm-hmm. CM Punk then has a match and he outdoes him. That's why I'm best in the world. That's what you do. You don't do this crap where your father was an alcoholic, and I'm going to make you drink because I'm going to beat you at WrestleMania. Like, here's the thing. If he's straight edge, him losing a match is not going to make him drink.
If they do the storyline where Jericho wins and CM Punk becomes an alcoholic, I'm going to be furious because that's just stupid. And I could see them doing it. Don't ask me why, but I just see this happening. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. Anyways, so one thing that was actually positive opening the show was Cena came out to his old music, to his Word Life music, came out and did a rap battle.
My time is up. My time is now. I'm sorry. It's Life.
You think you're untouchable? Word Life. This is based on Thugonomics. Word Life.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So he came out to that with the chain. And did his thing, did his rap, which I thought was really well done. Tried to do the thing with the Cavaliers. No one cared about that rap, but he held on, and I thought it came up pretty good. But I think they did this on purpose, Cena first, of course, and have Rock close. Because The Rock's was pretty good, surprisingly. But I don't know. I just don't care.
I feel like The Rock won this one. I think that Cena had won the last 2 weeks. This one I would give the nod to The Rock, personally.
Yeah, but I just didn't care about the whole thing. And plus, that's how the show ended. And you're just like, that's it? That's how it's going to end?
You know, I'd said this last week. I'm a little... They need to have matches. They need to have matches where they can watch the other one wrestle. And I think that... here's the thing. It's law of diminishing returns. If you're going to have them talk every single week, and that's all you're going to do, you're only going to have them talk, it's not going to be as effective the following week as it was the week before. And I think that's the problem that we're running into. And I also think having them on screen too much. Last week, they had them in Boston doing all of these little things.
Yeah.
I got a little bored when I saw the third one. It's like, I don't need to see the third one. I really don't. You know, the first one was funny. You know, do that and then have him come out at the end. Don't do all of these. And I understand that he's ratings, but like I said, law of diminishing returns. And that's the biggest problem. Next week, I really do mean this. There are, what, two Raws before WrestleMania. Next week, The Rock needs to be in action. Or you know what? Cena is in action, and then they advertise Rock will be in action the following week.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they need to do. They need to advertise The Rock will be in action and that he'll be in action against The Miz. He will be in action against Jericho. He'll be in action against somebody. It doesn't matter who. He needs to be in action, though. He needs to be.
And you know what the sad thing is? It will be against The Miz. that's definitely going to happen. So anyway, so Cena 2, Rock 1 so far. So anyways, let's move on to SmackDown. The Peep Show opens up SmackDown. Christian is back.
Yeah. Are you excited for this?
Yeah, but I think it's a good timing for him to come back because they could put him into a wrestling match. You know, just who is it going to be? Is he going to be on Ace? Is he going to be on Long? We don't know yet.
I think that we know that he's going to be with Team Ace, but
yes, he is.
Anyway, I'm glad to see Christian returned. I think that it was nice because, I mean, they've had him out for a while. It's nice now, though, to have him confirmed return, you know, not just storyline-wise. You know, he's back. He's going to be in matches, which is great. So I'm glad that he's back, and, you know, we'll talk about that in just a little bit. The one thing that's been happening in the past couple of weeks is that Daniel Bryan has been standing up to AJ, and he's been saying, "Shut up, AJ. No one wants to hear you talk." And he's been kind of a jerk to her. I mean, realistically, he really has. Is he going to turn her face? Like, is she going to turn on him? Do you think?
No, I don't think so. I think if it's going to happen, it's not going to happen at WrestleMania. Cause I think actually I'm positive Daniel Bryan's going to retain. He is definitely going to retain. And
we'll talk about that, of course, on our WrestleMania special.
Right, we'll talk about it in detail. But I just don't see AJ turning, especially with Sheamus. Unless something happens right on SmackDown right before, then we'll see.
Do you think that this may be a swerve, then?
I think it's a swerve. I think it's just to tease the people like, oh, she's going to turn on him at WrestleMania. It's just, you know, it's going to happen. Or Caitlyn's going to come by and say, oh, you should stay away from Daniel.
Because we talked about this with Daniel Bryan about 2 months ago, because we were talking about whether or not he was even going to turn heel or if they were just teasing it. And, you know, obviously he did do the full on heel turn. He did it slowly, which was interesting. You know, he didn't just like attack somebody. He just became a jerk. And I thought that was kind of funny. But yeah. Let's move on. Let's talk about Team Johnny Ace, Team Laurinaitis versus Team Teddy Long. What do you think of this?
Well, we don't know who's going to be on Team Long completely yet, because there are some rumors that probably we won't find out until WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Two of those names getting thrown around right now are Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara. But mm-hmm. Sin Cara, I thought, was out till July, but that's what they said. So they could be throwing a curveball.
We'll see. We'll see about that.
Or Hunico.
Me. But let's just talk in general. You know, 6-on-6, I don't believe they've even announced if it's elimination or just first man out. Do you think that this match needs to be at WrestleMania?
It doesn't, but it's a good filler match. And you get some guys in that usually wouldn't be in may not be in WrestleMania. They don't have anything for them this year, but they can put them in this match. So I think it's good for this year. If it was you know, like a few years ago, I'd say, no, this is bad. But I think this is a good idea. I think this is pretty good. Good thing, definitely.
Okay. And, you know, something that we'll have to do in a couple weeks, we're going to have to do a book WrestleMania. And we're going to have to put on there the matches that we know thus far. And we are going to have to put down what order they are going to be in. Because, I mean, this is a big deal where this lies. Because mm-hmm. this is supposed to be a major storyline. And this is supposed to have major implications, you know, going forward. This is going to be who is in control of Raw and SmackDown. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting. But let's move on, though, to Jericho beating Sheamus after Daniel Bryan interferes.
Yes, and I didn't understand. I mean, I kind of understood this. It furthers the Daniel Bryan Sheamus storyline a little bit. But I trying to figure out why they let Jericho beat him. I mean, does this
hurt Sheamus at all?
No. I mean, Sheamus, he could have lost on Raw, but he didn't. And it would have been a big deal if he lost. You know what I mean? Like, right now, he's kind of hot, where the only time it's going to matter if he wins or loses is at WrestleMania. And mm-hmm. even when he loses at WrestleMania, to me, it's not a big deal because there's another pay-per-view that he could come back and actually win the title. Or even win it on that following SmackDown. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. So, anyway, so what are your thoughts on it, dude?
I think that it doesn't cool his jets so much. It was a count-out loss. It wasn't like, you know, Jericho pinned him. He lost by count-out. Mm-hmm. I don't think it hurts him nearly as much as they may expect it to. I think that this isn't necessarily the greatest thing for Jericho. It's kind of like, I think it like negates. It's like, this is a wrestling match. It didn't have a real ending, though.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't help out Jericho. It didn't help out Sheamus. It just was there. And so it was kind of like filler. I was glad to see him wrestle. I think that it's nice for Sheamus to be able to wrestle somebody, a talent like Jericho, and get some good lessons from him. And while I'm not the biggest Sheamus fan, you know, if he was in my organization, yeah, I would definitely, you know, promote the hell out of him, because he is such a big talent. Even if I don't care for him as a wrestler, I know that he has that star power there. And for him to learn from Jericho, from Daniel Bryan, that is a huge, huge thing for him, because that will make him a better wrestler. So I applaud that.
Yeah.
But Andy, let's move on to our sponsor.
Now we have sponsors, actually. Are you a blogger or a podcaster and you just hate your web host right now, or you're just not happy with them? Check out HostGator.com. They offer unlimited disk space and unlimited bandwidth and one-click script installs and a free site builder with the best control panel that I've ever used. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, don't forget to check out the Section 86 Off the Mark page, where you just click on the shows, click on Off the Mark. You're going to see a banner at the top, and you can get up to 15% off orders over $100 at WWEShopZone.com. They have lots of new shirts out there. Of course, the new Miz shirt. And a bunch of other merchandise that you can get. And you get 15% off by just clicking on that and using the code that's on that banner. So check that out as well at section86.com and go to the Off the Mark section. Impact Wrestling. So Crimson, he beats Joe. And Crimson wins. And I'm mad.
Yeah. Continuing the winning streak. I honestly, here's my thought about it. I think that they don't have anything else to package him with. And so, you know how sometimes some people, they say, for example, Mark Henry, the strongest man in the world,
mm-hmm.
you know, world's strongest slam. They do all this stuff for him because, you know, they don't have anything else to set him apart. The only reason he's winning right now, I truly believe, is because they don't have anything to set him apart.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you're completely right on that, dude. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, why does he continue this winning streak and he already lost once or twice, actually, I think. Why? And why mm-hmm. Samoa Joe has to lay down for him, I'll never know. But whatever. So Austin Aries comes out and he brags about being the X Division champ. And also, he's held the title, I think, the longest now.
Yeah.
If I'm correct, over 6 months.
will be the longest single title reign. You know, there have been wrestlers like AJ Styles who have held it for a total of more days, but this will be for the most single reign, which is a big deal. You know, it definitely is a really big deal, and kudos to him for holding it for as long as he has. I mean, I think that this really says a lot about Champion. When you don't feel they've held it for that long, that says a lot. A good example, Cody Rhodes, I haven't really felt like he's held the title that long, but it has been. It's been, he has one of the longest title reigns. I think it's like the fourth longest one, fifth longest one, something like that, in WWE history. So, you know, good for him. Mm-hmm. Very good for him. I'm very happy for Austin Aries. You know, they had, of course, Zema Ion come out and, you know, he confronts him. They're going to have a match, of course, and that'll be interesting to see. They already had a match, so I don't know why I would pay to see a second match. But that's what they want. That's what they're expecting. Mm-hmm. Either way, though, these two are actually putting on a really good match, and this is one of the reasons to buy the pay-per-view this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Definitely worth it. Also, to Sting and Bobby Roode may have a contract signing, which I still don't understand, but you know, I guess they gotta do it now, apparently.
And Andy, you'll never believe what happened contract signing.
Did they shake hands?
Dude, no. That's not what happened.
Okay, what happened?
Sting went crazy.
Oh, jeez.
And the whole thing turns to turmoil, and he DDTs him and puts the face paint on and does all these crazy things. Because honestly, contract signings, we've talked about this so much. I think we've talked about, like, and I'm not joking, like 5 contract signings in like 6 months. That's 4 too many.
Hey, do you think there's going to be contract signing for Cena Rock?
Dude, if they do, I'm not joking. If they do a contract signing, oh my God, I'm going to lose it. I am going to lose it. Because that'll be the straw. That will be the straw that breaks the camel's back. I like TNA, and I really want them to succeed. And I think this will be a fun match. And I think that this will be something Robert Roode will probably win the match, and it'll help him get over. You know, it's going to help elevate him, you know, because he beats Sting. Because Sting doesn't need to win any matches anymore, you know? It's like, you know, it'd be almost like if Sting won, that would be as dumb as having Triple H beat CM Punk when he's on a roll. I mean, what company would do something like that? Honestly.
Oh, wait, someone did.
Oh.
It did happen.
Oh.
So anyways, okay. Let's get into this week's topic. Should WWE and TNA keep the wrestlers' names that they've, had since they worked at other places?
Yeah, so wrestling names that have worked for the majority of their career. A really great example, Tyler Black. Tyler Black is now in WWE, but at Ring of Honor and all his indie promotions, he used Tyler Black. And it's a simple name. It's not even his real name. He has some other crazy name. But Tyler Black sounds like a good name, like John Cena. That's a good name. Kurt Hennig, another really good name. And that's you know, his real name. Tyler Black, not his real name, but it still works. But the name they changed for him is Seth Rollins.
I don't know.
Is that a marketable name, do you think?
I don't think so. I think Tyler Black you could. But Seth Rollins, no. Seth Rollins is not a good name. They could have given something better, and it would have probably worked out a lot better. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I look at, and we had talked about with the NXT, the season 2 people, a lot of them had names that were actually, they sounded like wrestling names, but one of the things that WWE does, and I understand it, I don't agree with it, but I understand it, is that they try to like brand a name. They brand this name, and this is the name that's going to stick with them when they're in WWE. Now, when they go to TNA, then it'll be something different because they can't use that. Ken Anderson, a great example. Although, you know, Ken Kennedy, I'll say this much, I thought was a good name. You know, Ken, you know, makes sense. But what do you think of them? I mean, there are certain exceptions to the rule. CM Punk. That's the name that he's used ever since he was an indie star.
And see, also the thing with Bryan Danielson, like, why couldn't he use it? That's been a marketable name. He said it a couple times in NXT, but they never let him use it. They made him change it to Daniel Bryan. And the thing is, I mean, like, I understand the WWE standpoint on this. I understand the business part. You own that name. You can do whatever you want with that name. You don't have to pay licensing fees if someone owns that name, like CM Punk. If they want to use his name in anything, it's registered trademark to, you know, what's the name, Phillip Brooks or whatever. So they would have to put that on all their DVDs if it's a CM Punk on the back. But if it's all the names they own, they can just put all rights WWE. Mm-hmm. And they can do whatever they want with that name. But I think there's a point where you don't. I mean, look at Chris Hero. Chris Hero is what? Cassius Ohno? Is that right?
Cassius Ohno.
Don't understand. There's no point to that name.
You know what's funny about that is the first thing that I thought of was Cassius Clay, you know, Muhammad Ali. Mm-hmm. That was the first thing I thought of. But Chris Hero, and Tyler Black and Chris Hero have a similar look. Mm-hmm. You know, long hair and beard. They have similar look and similar feel. Both of them, you know, really great stars, and I can't wait to see them on the main roster. I can't wait to see what they do with them. But Cassius Ohno, as from Chris Hero, and this is a name to me that I look at that, Chris Hero. You know, how much can you do with that? I mean, you get to sit there and say, you know, Hero is a zero. Like, let's say you could do something like that. You could say, you know, Chris is my hero. You could have signs with that. You could have a shirt, you know, that says Chris is my hero. But Cassius Ohno, his name is actually Chris.
There's no point to that, dude.
You hear that.
Even he should have just said, listen, I'll give you the rights to the name if I can just keep the same name. Because Chris Hero, it sounds good. There's a catch to that. The one that I was surprised, but I actually like the new name, is Nigel McGuinness. His new name is Desmond Wolf. I do like that name.
And you know what's funny? I kind of felt the same way because I was like, okay, Nigel McGuinness, it's okay. Desmond Wolf, though, this was Nigel McGuinness when he was in TNA, was Desmond Wolf. I liked that. I actually thought that that worked for him. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't as big of a – I mean, he was a big star in Ring of Honor. I shouldn't say that he wasn't right. As big. He was a big star. But, you know, going from Nigel McGuinness to Desmond Wolf wasn't that weird.
No.
Cassius Ohno. Seth Rollins isn't even as bad as Cassius Ohno. Because when he debuts and they say Cassius Ohno, people are going to go, I have no idea who the freak that is.
You're going to hear one guy in the back room yell, it's Chris Hero. Love one guy that yells that.
I really hope that people chant Hero, Hero, yeah. Chris Hero, Chris Hero.
Dude,
that's what I hope.
You could have a vignette of the Foo Fighters saying, there goes my hero.
Oh, my God.
See?
Like, yeah.
Dude, there are so many things you can do with him. Ugh.
That's you think about the marketing and you go, okay, Chris Hero, why not just change his first name then? You know, be like, okay, we like the hero part because we think that works. Mm-hmm. So we are going to go ahead and change it to John Hero.
Mm-hmm. No, okay. Because of John Cena. So you got to do Simon Hero.
Yeah, Simon Hero. That's what we're going to do. I mean, at least they could do something that would work where they could use their, you know, My Hero by Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. You know, they could, you know, Zero Hero. They have so much they can do with that. So much that I really question their motives. I really question their motives.
In some cases, I understand. But like as a business standpoint, I understand why they're doing it. It's because they own it. That's it. They own it. Mm-hmm. They can't go somewhere else. They own that name. You know, a lot of wrestlers were that way. I know people like Coco Beware. I mean, they didn't own that name, but look what he did afterwards. If he didn't own that name, he'd be a nobody.
Or Caval.
Caval. That's another good one. I mean, that's it. He can't use that name.
But he was low key.
He still is low key.
You know, and that's something. The other thing I would say about that too is if the wrestler owns that name and you bring him in and somebody Googles low key and then they see like a best of on YouTube, because, you know, the of course, those are out there. Somebody might be like, wow, this guy can wrestle. This guy is the man. You know, this guy is this. This guy is that. If anything else, this will help promote the character. This will help promote the person. And that's my thing behind it, is I'm wondering why they would do this when you have a proven name like a CM Punk, like a, you know, Daniel or Bryan Danielson. When you have these proven names, the American Dragon, Bryan Danielson, you know, I mean, it wouldn't be so hard to do. Chris Jericho, a proven name.
I don't know, dude. It confuses me, but oh well. I guess that's all the time that we're going to have on that topic, of course. We got some announcements to make, of course. We will have a WrestleMania special. It will come out on the 29th in the morning of this month, of course. Of course, do we have a confirmed guest on that one as well?
We do.
And who's that going to be?
It will be a friend of the show, Doug Hahn.
Okay, so Doug's going to be on the show. That's great. So he's going to come on and give us input as well. We'll try and see if we can wrangle someone else up. Also, I want to thank PWI, of course. They are sending us the almanacs that were just released. We should have them actually here in the next week or so. And we'll maybe get to discuss that as well.
It may be after WrestleMania.
Yeah, definitely.
So, I love talking about those. Love talking about them.
So the new one is out. So just check your grocery store or wherever else you can get books. I mean, it should be there. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AwfulMark86. I want to thank Indie 6 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.